It is February 16th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC yesterday issued a press release with the rather tepid headline of SEC finalizes rules to reduce risks in clearance and settlement. What this does is shortens the standard settlement cycle for most broker-dealer transactions in securities from 2 business days after the trade date, or T+2, to 1 day after, or T+1. It is a huge step forward for the securities markets, but nothing close to the real-time clearing we see in other markets. Put the date of May 28, 2024 in the calendar for when we move to T+1. Besides my obvious bias from having grown up in Chicago, I have always appreciated the single-day clearing of futures, even back in the day when trades were key-punched into the computer system. Yes, there were out trades, but they were mostly cleared up the next morning. One of the reasons I thought single-stock futures would be a success was because of the clearing advantage. There were many other reasons, too. It amazes me that this product does not even exist anymore in the U.S. But congratulations to the SEC for getting this improvement to T+1 passed 2 years after the meme stock phenomena. At my church, we have a phrase, the speed of church. Well, this was the speed of regulation, which in most cases is even worse. Basketball legend Michael Jordan did something very classy for his 60th birthday. He donated $10 million to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. He has been involved in the organization since 1989. I can only imagine many little boys and girls wanting to meet Michael Jordan. He is one of the most requested celebrities, the Wall Street Journal story says. It is also the largest gift to the organization from an individual. Vermiculus reports that B3 has selected Vermiculus for a monumental central security depository project set to modernize and future-proof the centralized deposit services provided by B3. The new CSD system will be used on Vermiculus's VeraClear, an elastically scalable and AI-powered real-time system. The system has a top modern microservice-based architecture, enabling a new standard for high efficiency. The Tradier Options Summit, in partnership with Cboe, titled Building Your 2023 Trading Strategy, is set for February 22, 2023, from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The Cboe Digital Real-Time Cryptocurrency data is now available on the Cboe Global Indices feed. The CME reports the CME Group Foundation Scholars Program is now accepting applications for next year. The program will award up to $20,000 per year in renewable scholarships to underserved students majoring in finance, technology, or applied mathematics at CME Group Foundation partner schools. Eligible applicants must be Black or Latinx, be a current or rising undergraduate, sophomore, junior, or senior students enrolled in a 4+1 MS program are eligible, plan to enroll full-time at one of 11 CME Group Foundation partner schools for the entire upcoming academic year, be majoring in information technology, computer science, finance, data science, cybersecurity, math, statistics, financial engineering, or accounting. Raquel Welch, the it girl of the 1960s and beyond, has died at the age of 82. Welch was a sex symbol slash actress who starred in the unforgettable 1 Million Years BC, the New York Times reports. Business for Social Responsibility, or BSR, is hosting a webinar, Accelerating SME Net Zero Action, Call for Collective Action. The seminar examines new research highlighting the roles of commercial banks and multinational corporations in helping small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, reach net zero. The webinar is February 21st, 2023, 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. GMT, and it is free. You can learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Sam Bankman-Fried's bail guarantors included former Stanford Law Dean, two academics who worked at same university as FTX founder's parents helped secure bond for his release. Two academics at Stanford University, where Sam Bankman-Fried's parents works, put up a combined $700,000 to help secure the FTX founder's bail, according to court documents unsealed on Wednesday. Larry Kramer, the former dean of Stanford Law School, who is now president of the Hewlett Foundation, and Andreas Pepke, a research scientist, put up $500,000 and $200,000, respectively, as part of a deal that has allowed Bankman-Fried to reside at his parents' Californian home while awaiting his criminal trial on fraud charges in federal court in New York. My comment, it is good to have friends who will stick with you through thick and thin, cargo pants and suit jackets. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, The Vatican and the Moral Conundrums of AI. Last month, a meeting brought together imams, rabbis, and the Pope to discuss the new technology. Last month, a group of rabbis walked up a winding hill in the heart of the Vatican, past the marble dome of St. Peter's Basilica. They approached Cassini Pio IV, a 6th-century patrician villa, which now houses the Pontifical Academy of Sciences. Just a few meters behind, on a road lined with palm trees and cacti given by churches all over the world, came a group of Muslim imams and academics from Abu Dhabi and Berkeley, California. I followed, a witness to this rare meeting of minds. They were here to discuss an important matter with the Pope, the future of artificial intelligence. My comment. I don't want to comment here for fear of insulting someone's belief in AI. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, First Brexit, then Bregrets. Time for reconciliation. Rapprochement between London and Brussels depends on clearing several hurdles. In the heat of Brexit talks in 2018, a frustrated British official asked European Union negotiator Michel Barnier's team, imagine our country was not here and suddenly surfaced from the seabed and installed itself at your shores. What relationship would you ideally want with us? My comment, when are we going to get to the scandal? Brexitgate. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline, Fear made John McAfee rich. It also ruined him. The cybersecurity pioneer's long, strange saga started in Silicon Valley and ended in a Spanish prison, an exclusive story and podcast. The tattoo kind of said it all. In Cambrils, a beach community on the Spanish Mediterranean coast, Santiago Cuevas had already closed his shop, Scorpio Tattoo, for the 2019 holidays when a pushy customer talked his way in. The guy knew exactly what he wanted, a simple tat across the area just over his right bicep that read, $WHACKED. He said it symbolized a desire to know I'm alive. Cuevas and the man chatted amiably for the hour or so the job took. He never told me who he was, Cuevas recalls. I found out the following year. My comment, you have nothing to fear except fear of yourself. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Wall Street Bets founder sues Reddit. Jamie Rogzinski says site ousted him without claim. Reddit calls suit frivolous. Wall Street Bets founder is suing the site where it all began. Jamie Rodzinski, creator of the community that sent untold numbers of individual investors piling into meme stocks 2 years ago, filed a lawsuit against Reddit. Mr. Rodzinski is accusing the social media platform of breaching contract by ousting him from his role as a Wall Street Bets moderator in 2020 and infringing on his right to trademark the Wall Street Bets brand, among other complaints. My comment, he bet on the wrong playground. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was America's priciest neighborhoods are changing as the ultra-rich move to Florida, from Bloomberg. Second was the ever-popular topic, oats, from the original energy contract to the trendy dairy alternative, from CME Group. Third was a three-way tie between the truth about caffeine, how coffee really affects our bodies, from The Guardian, and why more and more ETFs are moving to the NYSE trading floor, from ETF Central. And ICE warns CFTC about commodity markets interventions, from FOW. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from Bloomberg. From math camp to handcuffs, FTF's downfall was an arc of brotherhood and betrayal. Gary Wang and Sam Bankman-Fried are offering dual accounts of the FTX fiasco and who's ultimately to blame. They'd come a long way together, from teenage mathletes to MIT frat brothers to crypto billionaires. Now the feds were closing in on both, and one was going to turn on the other. "We can make this work," Sam Bankman-Fried said over Signal, an encrypted messaging app. Gary Wang didn't reply. The time, mid-November, days after FTX collapsed. The place, a $40 million penthouse in the Caribbean. Last stop, U.S. authorities say, on a trail of lies stretching back to the very beginning of the men's FTX cryptocurrency empire. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, U.S. crackdown turns up heat on crypto market. Spate of regulatory enforcement hits industry beset by series of scandals. U.S. authorities have begun the year with a crackdown on crypto companies and their products at such a pace that executives fear the industry is being pushed out of one of its biggest markets. In recent weeks, U.S. regulators, led by the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, have fired off a series of enforcement actions against some of the biggest digital asset companies and their tokens. At the same time, many of the banks on which these companies rely for payments and custody of assets are also coming under scrutiny. And then finally, here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, banks are breaking up with crypto during regulatory crackdown. SEC and banking overseers step up scrutiny following collapse of FTX. Banks are backing away from crypto companies, spooked by a regulatory crackdown that threatens to sever digital currencies from the real-world financial system. Banking regulators are raising concerns about banks' involvement with crypto clients following last year's blow-up of Sam Bankman-Fried's FTX. The Securities and Exchange Commission is aggressively pursuing the industry's bigger players in a crackdown that threatens to narrow their reach. That move has alarmed bankers who don't want to do business with customers in the SEC's crosshairs, people familiar with the matter said. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.